Kelly, I want to start off by thanking Dennis. Since we drafted him, model citizen, really has stepped in tough situations, has had a really good camp. It was really hard to part with him, personally and professionally, for all of us. Wish him the best of luck there. Any questions? We felt like it was an opportunity to increase the competition level at the wide receiver position. We've gotten a chance to see some of our young offensive linemen as well and want to give them a chance here to grow and develop. And we felt like the timing was right now where we had some time to work with him and as opposed to doing something at the final cuts.
A lot of off-field issues in Torrell's college career. How did you reconcile that and get
Yeah, we've spent a lot of time here in the last few weeks behind the scenes doing some background work. He comes in with an opportunity. No promises have been made. And we felt comfortable this time to bring him in here and give him an opportunity to compete.
What was the explanation for him dropping the depth chart to, I guess, sixth?
Yeah, the reason that these trade talks got started was because they have so much depth at the receiver position. They have a good mix of veterans and youth there. And the relationship we have with that organization and John Robinson felt comfortable kind of having these discussions, open conversations, and they were looking for a tackle. We weren't looking to move Dennis, but because of the depth that they had at that position, it kind of was a win-win situation for both.
Why did you go from what he did as a rookie to dropping so far as the second round pick?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's a probably better question for them, but our eyes are open. We understand. I mean, it's been very public about coach's comments about him and that he needs to get more consistent. And so we're going into it with our eyes open about that, obviously, a high pick, 40th pick overall, incredibly talented guy, and he's got to make the most of this opportunity.
Who's got some off-the-field issues, and you can't talk directly with him like you could at the combine. Mm-hmm. How do you go about that process of finding out what he's all about?
We try to do some background work, you know, obviously Missouri, Oklahoma, and then there's a lot of trust that I know I've developed personally with John Robinson and trusting about what's going on and what the issues are, and he was very transparent about that, and we felt the same way. We dealt with them with DeMarco. We had conversations with him about the first overall pick. Again, I think the important thing is he's got an opportunity, but we're going in with our eyes open on it, and it's going to be up to him to kind of prove his value to this football team.
When you were talking about players, you acquired or drafted with some questions about his pick. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey wanted an open-hearted head coach. What is it about Doug that makes you think he's going to keep these guys on the straight and narrow?
Well, obviously, it's an organizational decision here, and it's on all of us. You know, it's on all of us to rally around these guys and give them the support system. On a different note, today we've hired Brian Dawkins full-time to help in this regard. His title is executive football operations executive, and he's going to help in player development. And his week here, we saw the contributions he can make to our football team, and we're not putting it on Brian either. It's on all of us, but we feel like we're going to get a structure in place that we're going to give these guys the best chance to succeed.
You wanted to add competition to the wide receiver position. What have you seen from the existing wide receivers so far through camp and the first preseason?
Well, I think it's like other positions. You know, at this point in camp, there's some inconsistency day to day. Overall, that's what happens when you're evaluating guys every day over mini camps, OTAs, and then training camp. But they're young players, a lot of young players at that position. And we're going to look at any opportunity to improve our depth at any position. But certainly when we looked at that position, we were actively working the phones and trying to figure out fits for our football team.
Howie, how have you evaluated Nelson Aguilar?
It's like the Howie Roseman, Jeff McClain press conference right there.
How have you evaluated Nelson Aguilar for second offseason?
Yeah, I think Nelson, you see the flashes of his ability. He's an explosive guy who can create separation. And, again, I think it goes back to everyone just on a day-to-day basis wanting to see consistency. And we have high expectations for Nelson. He has high expectations for himself. Well, you know, my process got cut short there. And so I've never had a chance to sit down personally with him. Coach Peterson has in Kansas City. They did a lot of work with him. Joe and the other people from different organizations had a chance to sit down with him. But obviously, he's physically gifted. I mean, he's 6'5", he's 240, he runs a 4.4. He's got a rare skill set. Now, there's a reason that he's available at this time, and he's got to get more consistent like we're talking about. But for us and where we are in development, we thought it was a risk worth taking.
I guess you're aware of that part of it.
I'm sorry?
There was a conditioning thing with him, too. I guess you're aware of that part of it.
And I think I go back. We go in with our eyes open, very transparent process with us and the Titans.
Are you confident that he has no off-the-field issues?
No, we're not. You know, and we've done our due diligence to the extent that we can, and there's nothing that we've seen that makes us see that there's anything going on off the field.
When did you find out about Lane Johnson's failed drug test, and when did Doug Peterson find out after that?
Yeah, I don't have any comment on Lane Johnson at this time. He should be here at some point later today, and we got a lot of work to get him up to speed. Obviously, we got a game, and we're traveling to Pittsburgh tomorrow. That's probably a better question for Coach, and I think it's probably a question we'll have a better idea on once we get him here and get a chance to sit down and meet with him.
What kind of feedback did you get from the people at Missouri?
Yeah, that obviously he's made mistakes, but he's a good-hearted kid, that he has the right intentions, and that if you get a chance to really spend some time with him, you'll see that. He's not a locker room cancer at all. That his year off from football, he was doing whatever he could to help the football team even while he wasn't playing. So all positive feedback.
Could he start for this team?
Well, obviously it's a competition everywhere, and we got a long way to go. We got to get him in here first and see where he's at, and the coach will get him up to speed on the offense before we can kind of make any statements other than he's got an opportunity to prove himself here.
How are you at two open roster spots? I don't
feel if we had an opportunity that we felt upgraded the talent level, but at the same time, when you have a 90-man roster, you want to see those guys play. And at some points, it's kind of the benefit to it outweighs where we are in training camp. It was to give them an opportunity. It's hard with the way this is structured, with the 75-man to the 53-man to catch on. And if you do it now, they had a chance to catch on.
Howie, you bring in a guy like Beckham, but isn't it also kind of sending a message to the rest of the receiving corps here as well?
Well, I think it's a message to the whole team that we're going to try to upgrade our talent level any way we can. That's hard this time of year, but that's the kind of competition we want to have here as we get going.
Where are you talking yourself on the offensive line right now?
We're really excited about the development of some of our young offensive linemen to mix with the veterans. And I know this time of year you take a lot out of one preseason game because that's the time of year we're at. But we have gotten a chance to see these guys every day, and we think that we got some talented guys there. But offensive line is a continuity group, and the more that they can play together and stay together, the better chance they have to succeed.
And so to follow up specifically on that, you traded away the second string right back during the week when you already moved your left guard too. Mm-hmm. So how do you view the right tackle together?
Well, we drafted a guy in the fifth round that we think is incredibly talented, and it's a great opportunity for him. It's also a great opportunity for those other guys on the roster. You know, Andrew Gardner's played that position before. We got some young offensive linemen that we've seen every day, and we think they have a chance. And someone's got to step up. There's no question about it. You know, Matt Tobin's done a really good job. But at the end of the day, we believe in the offensive line. This was a hard trigger to pull because of that reason. But we also felt that because of where we are from a pick standpoint going forward, that we're going to have to take some chances to make sure that we increase the talent level.
How do you think Doug is
going to handle it's his first time as a head coach and running his first training camp. It obviously hasn't been going up as smooth. How do you think he's handled
this? Right. I mean, his energy is incredible. His passion and willingness to teach and talk to the players and communicate with everyone in the building has been great. I think that the thing is, and we're going to steal Bill Parcells' line, there's always going to be things that come on your desk that you hadn't anticipated when the day started. And that's just the nature of the job, and he's done a great job having a steady hand during those times, and really excited to start this process with him.
Okay.
Thank you.